this stuff that you have on your website, you are literally giving money away. And I don't know if I'm being a bit, I'm not sure how to say this, but I don't know if you know how powerful your stuff are, honestly, because I could come in any day and I'm feeling down and so on. And I listen to not a few of your podcasts, just one, anyone. I just go on there and just click whatever I want. And straight away, the mood just changed. Everything just changed. It just came to my mind. I don't understand how on earth is Chuck actually putting this podcast on his website for free. It's just really, really, really honestly crazy stuff, because these things are so powerful. Like I said to you, it's just extremely powerful stuff, honestly. Honestly powerful stuff.
Oh, yeah, baby. Let's get it going here. Oh, Chuck Morrison here, owner, founder, and creator of MakingMountainsMove.com. This right here is the Making Mountains Move podcast, better known as the Triple M Movement, better known as the Revolution Against Mediocrity. First and foremost, big time shout out to all our regular listeners. I love you, man. Well, man, I flippin' love your dream, all right? I love your passion. I love your enthusiasm, your motivation, your spirit to get out there, get after it, eat that adversity, plow through that procrastination and doubt, and do everything, and I mean absolutely everything, to live the life that you were meant to live. Listen, if you don't have a dream, if you don't have a burning desire to live life on your terms, then you know what? Just hit stop right now, because this message is clearly not for you, and you'll likely be quickly offended by plugging in with action takers from all around the world, mountain movers as we like to call them, who are defying the odds, defying the naysayers and the obstacles, and not just settling for whatever comes their way, but demanding the best from themselves, the best from life, the best that they could ever possibly imagine creating. I am so flippin' excited to deliver today's message. Listen, here we are at the end of 2012, right? This is a time of serious reflection and analysis, looking back over the last 12 months, celebrating your successes, but you know what? Also looking ahead, right? What'd you learn? What could you have done better? What would you change? What new results do you want to create? You know, most people, let's just call them average, right? Average people. You know who I'm talking about. The people who just keep living that same year, year after year after year. They're in the same spots now that they were in 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago. And you know what? They're probably going to be in the same spots that they're in now, in 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 15 years from now, and so on. They remain stuck, right? Most people, they're dead at the age of 25. It just takes 50 years to bury them. Why? Well, many of them, they just keep doing the same things over and over and over again, and they expect different results, right? It's insanity. You know, the jobs may change, the careers may change, the businesses may change, but the results, they stay the same. And listen, I live this, all right? You know, I was asked recently, Chuck, what does it take to succeed? And the answer is everything you've got. See, if you give it your all, and I'm talking about 100%, you don't leave any gas in the tank, I guarantee you'll be successful. I guarantee it. There's going to be no stopping you. But if you only give it 99%, I can't guarantee you anything. You've got to give it everything you've got and nothing less. When you do so, I guarantee your success. Listen, if you want to explode your results, let's talk about results today. If you want to take your life, your job, your business to that next level, your life to that next level, the level that you know that you're capable of achieving, that level that has maybe been evading you for the past year, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. If you want 2013 to be the best year of your life, the year that everything finally comes together, you've got to up your ante. All right, you've got to up your game. You've got to raise your goals. You think Donald Trump has big goals? Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Richard Branson, Oprah Winfrey, Tony Robbins. You're damn right they do. I want you to start setting bigger goals for yourself. You got to start getting comfortable being uncomfortable. Let me say that again. I'm talking about new actions here, new results. You got to get comfortable being uncomfortable. Check this out. Check this out. Where you are right now, and I don't care where you are, I don't care who you are. All right, this applies to everyone. Where you are right now, by the way, ADD moment for you right here. I posted this on Facebook the other day. Are we friends on Facebook yet? Hit me up, facebook.com/makingmountainsmove. I want to connect with you. I want to connect with your dream and help you get there living it yesterday. But I posted this on the Triple M Facebook page. Check this out. Where you are right now, where you are right now is a result of your best thinking. I'm going to say that again. It's so powerful. Where you are right now in your life is a result of your best thinking. In other words, your best thinking has gotten you to exactly where you are right now in life. And for some of you, you know, that might sting a little bit. I know it stung me when I first heard it. But within every problem lies a solution. If your best thinking hasn't produced the results that you want, the results that you desire, you got to change the thinking. You got to go inside to change the outside. You got to set bigger goals. If you keep approaching things the same way, you know, this isn't going to work, what gives me the right, this is too good to be true, well, guess what? You're right, all right? You're right. You want new success. You want new results. This will work. I will make it work. My yesterday does not create my today. You know, I put a request. We're talking about Facebook here. I put out a request opportunity this month to talk about anything that you wanted, anything. And a big-time shout-out to action takers Erica, William, and Crystal for responding with some awesome, awesome questions and topics. We're going to hit all of them. But today I want to address Crystal's question. And she asked, Chuck, what do you do when you take action and don't produce the results you expected? I mean, awesome question, Crystal. We've all been there, right? I know I have. So what do you do? What do you do when you take action and you don't produce the results that you expected? Do you give up? Do you throw in the towel and say, well, at least I tried? Well, the answer kind of all depends on your outcome, right? If you approach something like, yeah, I'll give it a shot, you know, just stop before you even get started, all right? Seriously, just stop. Because you're setting yourself up for disappointment. Yeah, I guess I'll give it a shot. You know what that means? It means you give up at the first sign of adversity. Any worthwhile goal, any worthwhile endeavor, it deserves at least minimum 60 to 90 days of your effort. If you're seriously committed to a goal, if you're committed to a specific outcome, and you're taking action and not getting the results that you desire, you don't change your goal. What you change is your approach. You know, I do a lot of internet marketing, right? And I'm always testing and changing things that aren't producing the results that I want. And normally I change things after like 3 or 4 different attempts. If after 3 or 4 different attempts, the strategy isn't working, the results aren't what I want, I change the approach. You know, I make adjustments. I hate to be so shallow here to use a sports analogy, but as many of you know, I do a lot of work with the New England Patriots, right? I work all of their games, home and away, travel with the team on their private chartered flights, stay with the team at the hotels. I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy. It's a dream. No question, it's a dream. That's what we're about here at Making Mountains Move, is living dreams. But going back to my sports analogy here, I want you to think about this, okay? The Patriots, for all our international listeners, is a professional football team here in the States that really defines sports success, both on and off the field. As an organization, they're the model franchise, all right? Every other team in the National Football League tries to emulate the success of the Patriots. By the way, one of the fastest and surest ways to success is modeling. And I don't mean modeling as in fashion, but modeling the behaviors and actions of successful people achieving the results that you desire. This is why things like coaching and mentoring are so effective. But back to the Pats here in the message for today. I can't count how many times I've seen the Patriots come into a game with a certain game plan, a certain strategy, and within minutes, right, within a quarter of playing the game, they completely change their strategy, right? The opposing team, they figure things out, they have certain reads, they figure out what the Patriots are doing, and they're forced to make adjustments. I mean, this happens in nearly every single game, but sometimes, you know, the changes, they might occur later in the game, but regardless, there's always adjustments to be had. When things aren't working, when the actions aren't producing the results you want, you just don't say, all right, you know, I guess I'm going to throw in the towel here and call this one a loss. You know who does that? Losers, all right? Champions, on the other hand, winners, don't give up if things aren't working out as planned. They make adjustments, right? They learn from their mistakes. All right, this isn't working, clearly. I won't do that again. It's time to make some adjustments here. It's a great question, Crystal, and it's really why so many people remain stuck right now and just complacent, living that same year over and over again. Listen, if you want change, and I'm talking about massive, serious change, you've got to change, right? You've got to start doing new things. If the actions aren't working, if they're not producing the results that you want, you got to reevaluate things. You know, we talked on the show before about course correction, using negative results as feedback, right? Just as a heat-sinking missile or an airplane on autopilot uses negative feedback, negative data, to reach its target. You know, it's consistently off course. It's consistently going in the wrong direction. It's using that negative feedback to guide itself back and ultimately to its destination. This is why you hear so often, you know, people say that they failed their way to success. You know, they didn't give up. They didn't throw in the towel. They made adjustments. You know, you might have to make adjustments. If the actions you're taking aren't working out for you, change the actions. You know, look, you might have to scale back on some things that aren't working, or maybe even ditch them. You might have to become more aggressive on other things in other areas. Make certain adjustments to your plan and strategy. It's all part of the process. But you don't give up, all right? You do not give up. If I could leave you with anything today to come away with, if I could offer you applicable advice to get the results that you truly deserve and desire, and things haven't been working out exactly as you had planned, readjust your strategy. You know, first of all, let me ask you, are you giving it everything you've got? Are you giving it your all, 100%, no gas left in the tank, doing everything you possibly can to succeed? Because if you are, you're going to arrive. You're going to make mountains move. And if you're not, you know, let me challenge you here. Up your ante, right? Up your game. Start being that person that you want to be, the person that you know you can be. If a certain approach isn't working out, ditch it. You know, ditch it. Like I say, in a lot of my marketing strategies, after 3 or 4 different attempts, if it's not working, I'll ditch it and try something new. You come up with a new strategy, a new game plan, a better game plan. That's the great thing about life. You know, there's always room for improvement. You can always get better. You know, age isn't a weakness. I got an email the other day from someone that was, you know, questioning their age and, you know, I'm too old for this or whatever. You know, looking at age as a weakness. Age is not a weakness. In fact, age is a fantastic strength. It's an asset. Why? Because you gain experience, right? You gain expertise. You gain wisdom and knowledge. And you take inventory of your life's experience. And what a great segue here. You know, again, it's December 2012 at the time of this recording. As we talked about at the very beginning of this podcast, it's the perfect time to look back and evaluate the last 12 months, right? Looking at the things that did go right, you know, the things that did work out. But also to look at the things that didn't work, you know, things that you might have been able to do better. You know, you don't stay stuck in that place saying, oh man, I wish I did that, or I didn't get this, or I didn't do that. You don't stay stuck there. You use that as constructive feedback, course correction, right? And really what I want you to think about here is you go into the new year with new insight, right, with new vision, is to really ask yourself, you know, where do you want to go? What results do you want to achieve for the year coming up? And to keep your eyes open, you know, when you get clear on a new outcome or any outcome, when you get clear on the outcome, the universe, God, spirit, call it what you may, it always delivers, always. You know, I'll give you a personal story here. I was recently looking for another passive residual source of income. You know me, I love having multiple sources of income, especially when they're passive. There's nothing better. And I found one. You know, it came to me via the means of an opportunity, as it so frequently does. You know, again, when you ask, the universe delivers. It might come disguised as an opportunity. It might come disguised as a person or an event. It might be a message on a billboard or a license plate. I can't count how many times that's happened to me. A commercial on the TV or radio. When that opportunity comes, when it presents itself, the question is, are you going to seize it? Are you going to receive it? You know, are you keeping your eyes open at the things that are coming into your life? When you ask, it is given. Every time. If you want that new success, if you want the new results, you got to start doing things in a new way, right? You are where you are right now because of your best thinking. If you want to move forward, if you want to move onward, upward, start thinking bigger thoughts. Start taking bigger actions. And you do not stop until you arrive, right? If things aren't working as expected, you're not getting the results you want, you don't change the goal, you change the approach. You don't lose until you quit. And if you refuse to quit, if you stay in the game and you give it, again, everything you've got, you'll never lose again. Never. My name is Chuck Morrison. The movement right here that's taking dreamers from all around the world and transforming them into achievers is known as Making Mountains Move. I said it at the beginning. I'm going to say it again. I believe in you. I believe in your dream. And I believe that you have everything it takes to make mountains move and live the life that you were meant to live. Listen, I cannot wait to see you at the top. Personally give you a high five, congratulate you for refusing to settle for mediocrity and accepting nothing but the best. You deserve it. All right, enough of the talking. It's time to start walking. It's time for you to get out there. Get clear on your objective. Get clear on your goals. Take massive action towards achieving them and make those mountains move.